Welcome to our Divine Office podcast. We have a really special office. We have the morning prayer office with the office of readings in there for Christmas Day. So really we have to celebrate Christmas Day for 8 whole days. It becomes what's known as an octave in the church's liturgy, meaning 8 days of celebrating Christmas Day. And each one of those also has its own kind of theme attached to it, like Holy Family or St. John the Evangelist. But this is Christmas Day, Christmas Day. So I'm wearing all my nicest stuff and we're going to preside and pray this office together. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing. Till the ends of the earth revere him. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ is born for us. Come, let us adore him. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Eternal is his sway. Is going to be repeated a bunch of times in this special hymn. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. For men abiding in the land of death, a new splendor has appeared. To them you have brought abundant joy. Before you they rejoice. As with the joy at harvest, as men rejoice when dividing spoils. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Eternal is his sway. For the yoke of his burden and the bar of his shoulder, and the rod of the oppressor you have broken as on the day of Midian. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, eternal is his sway. For to us a child is born, to our race a son is given. His shoulders will bear the scepter of his reign, and his name shall be called Counselor of Mighty Deeds, Mighty Warrior of God, Everlasting Father of Nations, and Royal Prince of Peace. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, eternal is his sway. Ever wider shall his dominion be over his kingdom, upon the throne of David, in a peace that never ends. He has established it and made it firm, based on justice and on right. Both now and forever, the Lord of armies will do these mighty deeds. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, eternal is his sway. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 63 is the one that they usually do on all the biggest Sundays and feasts. A soul thirsting for God. Whoever has left the darkness of sin yearns for God. O God, you are my God. For you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Tell us, shepherds, what have you seen? Who has appeared on earth? We have seen a newborn infant and a choir of angels praising the Lord. Alleluia. Antiphon 2. The angel said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3 is our next prayer. All you servants of the Lord, sing praise to him. Revelation 9:5. Let all creatures praise the Lord is the caption. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. You waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you armies of the Lord, or multitudes of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us pray, bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit would have been said, but see how they implemented it. They put it into the scriptural prayer. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Glory to the Father is omitted. The angels said to the shepherds, I proclaim to you a great joy. Today the Savior of the world is born for you. Alleluia. Antiphon 3. A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the mighty God. Alleluia. Psalm 149. The joy of God's holy people. Let the sons of the church, the children of the new people, rejoice in Christ their King. Is the caption or the sentence from one of the church fathers. Now the actual prayer is, sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations, and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains, and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let Israel, both the old and the new, rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We pray that Israel especially will come to acknowledge Christ as Redeemer, along with acknowledging his Father as Creator. We put all of our trust in your faithfulness as we look to become your evangelists and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. Embrace us now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A little child is born for us today, little and yet called the Mighty God. Alleluia. So let's look and see what we have. We have a special reading that the church has taken from the book of Isaiah for our first reading, from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, 1 through 10. The root of Jesse is the caption. Thus says the Lord God, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band about his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. Responsory Prayer. Today, for our sake, the King of Heaven chose to be born of his Virgin Mother, to reclaim lost men for the kingdom of heaven. All the angels cry aloud with joy, for God has come himself to save mankind. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. All the angels cry aloud with joy, for God has come and himself to save his people, to save mankind. So it's a very rich reading. In our first reading, we really see, and this would be the first reading from the Office of Readings, it describes what we read last time on Christmas Eve. It describes what that salvation that Isaiah foretold looks like when it springs into action. So it describes the ideal Davidic king, the king that fulfills everything that the people could have hoped for in the king in the line of David. For Isaiah, God being king, even as there is a king, means, first and foremost, that he defends his people by judging them. He defends his people by judging those people who try to destroy his people, and he judges them with justice. Secondarily, it means that God's reign has another effect that we see in the third part of this reading here. Secondarily, Isaiah would also say, even though the focus is primarily on Israel, there's something universal that goes out, a mission that Israel has that goes all the way out to the furthest corners. And that's why there's going to be this restoration of harmony in all of creation, where God restores everything and his healing cuts across every social class and structure, and the wolf, people can interpret that. It's one of the things that's kind of a cross for interpretation, for interpreters. But, you know, you can think of those as different nations, Gentile nations that are going to be at peace. Some interpretations have it that way. You can think of it like Adam and Eve broke our harmony with all the animals and the community and of our environment, and everything's going to be restored and in Christ. And so let's look at what we have. The Church gives us St. Leo's great preaching, St. Leo the Great, the 4th century Pope. And it says, "Dearly beloved, today our Savior is born. Let us rejoice. Sadness should have no place on the birthday of life. The fear of death has been swallowed up. Life brings us joy with the promise of eternal happiness. No one is shut out from this joy. All share the same reason for rejoicing. Our Lord, victor over sin and death, finding no man free from sin, came to free us all. Let the saint rejoice as he sees the palm of victory in hand. At hand, let the sinner be glad as he receives the offer of forgiveness. Let the pagan take courage as he is summoned to life. In the fullness of time, chosen in the unfathomable depths of God's wisdom, the Son of God took for himself our common humanity in order to reconcile it with its Creator. He came to overthrow the devil, the origin of death, in that very nature by which he had overthrown mankind. And so at the birth of our King, of our Lord, the angels sing in joy, glory to God in the highest, and they proclaim peace to his people on earth as they see the heavenly Jerusalem being built from all the nations of the world. When the angels on high are so exultant at this marvelous work of God's goodness, what joy should it not bring to the lowly hearts of men? Beloved, let us give thanks to God the Father, through his Son, in the Holy Spirit, because in his great love for us, he took pity on us. And when we were dead in our sins, he brought us to life with Christ, so that in him we might be a new creation. Let us throw off our old nature and all its ways, and as we have come to birth in Christ, let us renounce the works of the flesh. Christian, remember your dignity, and now that you share in God's own nature, do not return by sin to your former base condition. Bear in mind who is your head and of whose body you are a member. Do not forget that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and brought into the light of God's kingdom. Through the sacrament of baptism, you have become a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do not drive away so great a guest by evil conduct and become again a slave to the devil, for your liberty was bought with the blood of Christ. Responsory prayer would have been, today true peace came down to us from heaven. Today the whole earth was filled with heaven's sweetness. Today a new day dawns, the day of our redemption, prepared by God from ages past, the beginning of our never-ending gladness. Today, the whole creation, the whole earth was filled with heaven's sweetness. Now we have our special prayers, our canticle of Zechariah, and our intercessions for the last few parts of morning prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Alleluia. And just a friendly reminder that we have a year of hope starting. So this is more than just a PR thing, it's more than a money thing. The Pope wants it to make sure that we all pray for hope and that we all start to live in this grace that Christ gives us by our incarnation, so that we can know that there's going to be hope when we are light to others. There's going to be hope in this world if we let God work in it. So that's what this Jubilee Year of Hope is about. But our prayer, blessed be God, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Alleluia. Now the intercessions. The Word of God existed before the creation of the universe, yet was born among us in time. We praise and worship him as we cry out in joy. Let the earth ring out with joy, for you have come. We'll just say that once at the end. You are the eternal Word of God who flooded the world with joy at your birth. Fill us with joy by the continuous gift of your life. You saved us and by your birth revealed to us the covenant faithfulness of the Lord. Help us to be faithful to the promises of our baptism. You are the King of heaven and earth who sent messengers to announce peace to all. Let our lives be filled with your peace. You are the true vine that brings forth the fruit of life. Make us branches of the vine, bearing much fruit. Let the earth ring out with joy, for you have come. And of course, we want to pray for all of our relatives, for our friends, and for our personal intentions on this beautiful Christmas Liturgy of the Hours, or Divine Office. Let the earth ring out with joy, for you have come. The Lord's Prayer and the Final Prayer are our last parts. And our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, we are filled with the new light. We are filled with the new light by the coming of your word among us. May the light of faith shine in our words and actions. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Just want to encourage you during this season of Christmas to continue praying with Scripture and really giving it that same time and attention that we did when we spoke about Lectio Divina, our church's time-tested way of praying with Scripture so that it becomes something personal. It's called Lectio Divina. Now, I hope you have a great Merry Christmas with your family and friends. Thank you for listening on this busy day.